This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, friends. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Kuf Nun Tes. Somebody messaged me yesterday. Siman Kuf Nun Tes. Oh, a man from Williamsburg called me. He said, you're learning Siman Kuf Nun Tes, Davar Yafa B'Itai, because Bamidbar has 159 psukim. Okay. Anyway, we're learning Sif Tes. Chavis Sheyeshba Mayim, a barrel that has water. Manicha al Birkov, you could put it on your knees. Venoitel Mimena Layadayim, and you could wash your hands from it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Noit Manicha al Birkov, Vahainu Deroitza Lito Shnei Yadav Ke'achad, Ve'ein Loy Acher Sheyitol Aleyam. There's no one else around. No one could pour the barrel on your hands. You're the only guy who could do it. You're b'makom she'enish. Why don't you pour on one hand at a time? I don't know. Maybe it's too heavy. But this is the situation. So you could put it on your knees and then use your knees to pour the water on your hand. And that's considered koyach gavra. Okay, v'im ha'isa muta ba'aretz, if the barrel is already leaning on the ground, v'hamayim mekalchem imena, and the water is pouring from it, o'ishay medes, or it's standing, v'hamayim yoytzim derech hanekev shaba, or the water is just coming out of a hole, v'nasan yadov sham, loy also loy natila. Why? Because you don't have kayach gavra. We said in Sif Ches, you don't need Chayach Gavra according to some Rishonim. V'shas Hadchak. Let's see. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Ches Nun Tes, V'noy Tel Mimenu, Menaneah Beberkov Kol Pam Sheyitzamayim. You shake your knees each time. Your knees is also Chayach Gavra. You're a Gavra. Your hands are part of the Gavra. And your knees are part of the Gavra. V'haynu L'chadchila. This is lechatchila de ba'oifen zeh kashel kol yamin. This fashion is kashel to everyone. De mikoychei mamish ba'am b'chol shvicha shvicha. Because each time you pour, it's coming from your koyach. Miu af im lo hita ela pam achas betchila. But even if you only pushed it one time with your knees, and then everything else comes from there. B'diyeved kosher, it's b'diyeved kosher fi mashu kosher mechaber lekamei b'sef yud, that as long as it's koyach gavra b'tchilasa, that's good enough. Muta ba'aretz, let's say it leaning on the ground, haynu shaloy al yedei adam, a person didn't push it down, elamei atzman is galgala, it just rolled there on its own. D'ilu ba kiluach mitchila al yedei hatayas adam, because if the flow came in the beginning by someone pushing it down, machshir ha-mechaber le-kamei b'sif yud. The mechaber is machshir it later on in sif yud. The chash of koyach gavra. Derech ha-nekev shabah. Shenase b'shvil barza. What was the hole? The hole was made for a spigot. The nafal habarza, the spigot fell out. V'amayim yotzim miyas, the water came out on its own. Now, why does the Mishnah Berurah have to say the case is that the hole was made for a spigot? Why can't it be just a hole developed? The Shaar Tzion says in Nun Tes, Magen Avram, the Chayin Tzorech Loimar, according to the Smag, right, because there was a day earlier that any hole would render the whole kli a shever kli. There is an opinion it doesn't, so according to that opinion, it could be any hole. But according to the opinion that any hole renders it a shever kli, it has to be that the hole came in, the hole was there to put in a spigot, and you never ended up putting in the spigot. Now, why, if the water just came out of a hole, or if the water is coming out by itself, is it not effective? Mishnah Berurah says, because you need koyach gavra. Loi olsa, tetzarch sheyavoyu al yadav mikoyach eze noisein, veloi sheyavoyu meyelehen. (Clears throat) Why didn't the Mechaber say that B'Shas HaDchak it could work? In Siv Ches, yesterday we learned that B'Shas HaDchak you don't need Koyach Gavra. So why didn't the Mechaber here say that B'Shas HaDchak you don't need Koyach Gavra? Is it because in Siv Ches you have a little bit of Koyach Gavra because you're Shichshich Yadav? Or he's relying on what he said in Siv Ches, that in a chenami, b'shas hadchak, you could do it. Okay, let's see the mechaber a little bit further. V'im hoisa barza, if there was a spigot, perish, davar, soyseim hanekev, something closing the hole, spin a balaz, benekev, v'heisira, and you removed it, and then the water came on your hands. Chashiv shaper koyach gavra. It is a koyach gavra. V'tzarach lahachzira v'lahasira. You have to put it back and remove it. B'chol shvicho shvicho on every pouring. It says Mishabra chashiv shaper. Kiven da al yidei hasarasa mekalchid amayim. By you removing the spigot or the stopper, the water comes out. So it's like bidka shalmaya. You're accessing the water. You're causing the water to come out. That's koyach gavra. B'chol shvicho shvicha perush. B'chol kiluach v'kiluach. In every flow. Why? So in other words, why can't the guy just take out the stopper one time? And then once the stopper is out, the water is coming out. And all the water that's coming out is considered mikoyach gavra. And then he could stick his hands in. 1, 2, 1, 2. No. We only considered koichai the first kiluach. V'alkein tzarach lachzor ulhasar b'chol shvicho shvicha. What if the guy opened the spigot, the water is coming out, and then he's having all the different kavanas for netilas yadayim? He's mechavein that he's doing, being mekayim the mitzvah netilas yadayim. He's doing with tshuva and ava and yira and so. By the time he's finished, could he even wash kiluach rishon, or it's already the koyach gavra, this is done? Is it dafka, when we say, what does it mean kiluach rishon? It's a non-stop flow. Look, is it just the first water that comes out, or is there a time frame? V'kasu ha'achroinim, da'hanoytel al yidei kli, shemasukan al yidei barzal. One who washes through a kli that is fixed with iron, shekoyrin tarnagol, they call it a chicken, or yuma shekoyrin kran, or a braz. Tzarech lizgar v'levtach kama pamim l'chol yad v'yad. You need to close and open many, many times for each hand. Duhudak, it's very small. Beinoy masbik b'kiluach rishon litol yad karoy. And the kiluach rishon will not be sufficient to allow you to wash your hands properly. So what exactly is this case? Let's see what the Oiz V'Hadar says. Here he says, Klisha Masukin Aidei Barzel, Shikar and Tarnagal. The top of it was like in the image of a chicken. The Derech Barazel Shoifech Hamayim Mehakli Al Yadav. Some kind of pump, like, you know, on an urn where you press the thing down and a little bit of water comes out at a time, you have to keep on doing it. What would you say about if you had a sink and you want to Could you open the faucet, close it, open it, close it, open it, close it? Absolutely not. Because in this case, it's a kli. So since it's a kli, then the issue is you don't have koyach gavra. And by pushing the pump or opening the spigot, now not only do you have a kli, you also have koyach gavra. But a sink is not a kli. It's not a kli. So since it's not a kli, you might have koyach gavra by opening the faucet, but you don't have a kli.
If you had a tank under the sink, let's say you have one of these filter systems, so there's a tank of water there.
Yeah, but you're not washing from the tank, you're washing from the pipe.
All right, we said there's that in between.
Yeah. We have never seen that a sink could be used, you know, in a pressing circumstance. Here, let's see, the Dirshu says, in number 63, Velito yodayim al yidei psichas braz shel michilas mayim. These seems like big water chambers. I don't know exactly what the case of mechales mayim is, but he says you could do it only b'shas hadchak. Ul'inyan netila mibarzei mayim hamasukanim bebatim u'mechubarim lechavis begag. So that he says he spoke about earlier in Sivkatan Nun. What did the Dershu say about that? Okay, if you have a dirshu, go back to footnote 52. In footnote 52, the dirshu brings velito yodayim al yedei psichas uskiras habarazim shem sukanim biyameinu bekirois habatim. I think that's talking about our sinks. So first he brings shalosh shuvos zekan arayin sha'af im yiftach v'yiskras habaraz b'chol shuvos shvicha lo yalo lentiva kivon shel tzinar ein base kibol, the pipe does not have a receptacle. Okay, good. That's what I just said. You can make the case that if the faucet is off, the kli, the pipe is holding liquid, shareyu mekabel samayim sho'ein demesoich mikol makom. Kivon shehas konas hatzinar v'abraz nasis betzura kazois shekoivim es hatzinar tchila b'koisal. First they put in the pipe, v'rak achreichin mar kivon es habraz, and then they put the faucet. So it's produced in a way that it never is considered a kli. Imkein ein zeh nechshav kli. Like the Rama says that she'im osa base kibul la'avonim la'achar she'kavam b'koisal ein zen nechshav kli. This pipe only became a kli after it was installed, but it was never in the warehouse. It was not made as a kli. It was made as a pipe. It only became a kli upon installation. Achin ba'oifen she'betchila yechabru es habraz letzinar. If you first attach the faucet to the pipe, then the Arlat Zion says, that's like chakakul of soif kavu, then it would be okay. By the way, never happened in history. Nobody ever attached their faucet to the pipe and then installed it. Most people, they have pipes in their house for months while their wives are ma'ayin in all the various faucet possibilities. It never happened in history that somebody installed a pipe with a faucet into the house.
Why would it be a kli where the water is stored in the pipe?
It's being contained in the pipe together with the tank. He brings up Shlomo Zalman would say it wouldn't even help in this scenario, because the pipe was made to be attached to the build to the house and be mechuber lekarka, therefore it never could be considered a kli. What if the faucet itself has a base kibbol? I don't know what that would be. Why would the faucet have a base kibbol? But if you could conjure up such a case, the Dayan Fisher says it's still pasul, because the faucet could only contain a revius together with the pipe, and a pipe is not a kli. The Minchas Yitzchak is mesupik if a pipe has a din of a kli. He says, b'shas hadchak, you could be makel in a situation where you do netila and tefila. How do you do that? Let's say you're b'shas hadchak. So open and close the pipe, open and close the faucet on each hand. That would be netila. On the tzad, the pipe has a din of a kli. Then be toivel your hands in the water on the bottom of the kiar, opposite the water that's flowing, and then it would help me din tefila. Meaning, stick your hands in the sink when the sink is filled up, because then it's through nitzuk connected back to the water tank through tefila. By the way, that's very hygienic, especially on planes, to stick your hand in the sink. Okay, so this way, first you stick your hands under the sink, and then you stick your hands in the sink. So maybe it could work through netila, and then if it's not netila, it's tevila. However, there's a suffix, he says, maybe there's a kli in middle of the pipe, and then you don't have netila. You don't have netila, not only in Boston, but anywhere you might be. And also, there's also not tevila. The reason why there's not tevila is because the kli be'emtza makes the water shuvim, so you should only do this b'shas hadchak. What about if there's a big tank of water on the top of the roof? Rashama Zalman says, since the water tank is attached to the roof, it's no longer a kli, and Koyach Gavra is not going to help. I don't know why they're talking about a tank on the roof. Maybe in Israel they have a tank on the roof. In America, the tank's usually in the basement. So it's still mechuber lekarka. So lechayra, it's not a kli either. In other words, Rav Shlomo Zalman is saying, since the tank is attached to the house, the tank is not a kli. You've tanked its ability to be a kli. Also, the tank has big holes in it to attach it to the pipes. So if you remove the pipes, all the water is going to leak out. So it's also, that's another reason it's not a kli. There are other reasons brought. Bottom line is, even b'shas hadchak, it doesn't seem like you could really rely on washing your hands from the sink. The main issue is it's not a kli. The pipe's not a kli, and the water tank seems is not a kli. Okay, we'll hold over here.
Recording stopped.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.